Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com. Robin Hood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Good morning. I'm Meg Scher. I'm the director of the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, and I'm here with Leslie Battis, the assistant director of the Norfolk Library. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Meg.
And we are going to talk about back to school today. This is one of my favorite times of the year as the mother of a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old. I'm looking forward to and enjoying returning to a routine after the craziness and busyness of summer. How do you feel about back to school, Leslie?
I always feel sad about it because I don't like the autumn. But, you know, back to school itself is fine.
Right. You don't like the autumn. Wow.
I do not. No, I don't. That's a whole nother topic. So.
Okay. Well, that is, I learned something new about you this morning. What are you guys doing for back to school at the library?
Well, as you said, we get to resume our regularly scheduled programming. And so on Wednesdays, we have our Books and Bubbles for children's age 0 to 5. It's a 30-minute story time. And yes, there are bubbles.
Kids
on
love
Monday,
bubbles.
Yeah. On Mondays at 3:45, we have our kindergartners, first and second graders, and they gather for Merrymakers story time. They take the bus to the library, which is very nice, and
it
they
is.
Have a snack, stories, and crafts here. And then our corner club is typically held on the last Wednesday of the month, and the program is for ages 5 to 12, and it's for sort of a bigger event. It's like more of a, we bring someone in, and they help them do something, or we have a program for them. Then they also take the bus from the elementary school. Our teen programming starts again, and our teen advisory council meets soon to plan the event for September. I don't know what that is yet, so stay tuned.
I love it that you have the teens planning their own programming. That's such a great way to get them invested.
Yes, and hopefully doing something that others would like to come to.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it was up to me, no one would come, probably. And then for adults, our two in-house book groups resume. We have our first Monday book group and our mid-month cookbook group. So back to school and back to regular programming, and all these events are on our website. So Meg, what exciting things are you offering?
So we have a new assistant director / youth services coordinator. She introduces herself as the children's librarian. It's a little less of a mouthful. And her name is Anna Pattison, and she started on the first day of school. So both she and her daughter got to have a first day together. So it's really fun to start a new year with a new employee. And Anna is wonderful, and she has a lot of great ideas to bring to the library. So it's been fun to work on figuring those out with her. We do a lot of programs in partnership with the Lee H. Kellogg Elementary School. The school has a monthly half day for professional development. I believe the first one is on September 17th. They're always on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we do a 2-hour program with kids after school, and we walk them over since they're so close, which is great. So Anna's planning a fall program, probably some pumpkins involved, some crafting, some snacks, and it gives parents a couple of extra hours of childcare after school, and they have a lot of fun here, which is great. Another thing that we do with Lee H. Kellogg, the week of September 22nd, they start their 3:15 after school programming, which generally runs for 5 weeks and shifts. There are different things happening each session, and we provide one of the sessions every time. And Anna is working on a recycled book program, so they're going to do different craft projects with the recycled books.
I love that.
Right? I'm really excited about that, and maybe we'll end up bringing some of those projects to an adult audience also.
Yes.
And we have story time on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:30. And September's always a fun time to see a shift in people as kids go back to school or shift to daycare and new kids start coming into story time. So that's been really wonderful. And another thing I'm really excited about with Back to School, we had a meeting with the Madeline Stern is the art teacher at both Kellogg and the Sharon Center School. And at the end of last year, we had brought the Kellogg kids over to meet the artist. It was Scott Reinhardt. He was doing a cartography exhibit. And we had this light bulb moment of, why are we not doing this all the time? What a great experience for the Kellogg kids to get to come over and see the art and meet the artists and ask them questions and maybe do, you know, a project inspired by some of the art that's being shown on the art wall. So we met with Madeline yesterday to talk about kicking that off for the year, and just really, you know, being right next to the school really allows us to have a really strong relationship with them, and I'm really excited to see what other kinds of partnerships we can come up with this year.
That is a great idea. I really like the art idea and meet the artist. I love that.
Yeah, and Anna's just about to get started on different outreach, so she sees students in grades K through 4, and she also goes weekly. I think she's going tomorrow for the first time to the Falls Village daycare, so she's bringing books all around, and she's really excited about that. It's a big season of change here at the library, and it's all wonderful. Leslie, I'm always just chomping at the bit to know what you've been reading.
I just finished a book that I really enjoyed. It's called The Incredible Kindness of Paper by Evelyn Skye. And it's a book about Chloe, who just got laid off from her job as a high school guidance counselor. And to cheer herself up, she connects with her heritage and starts making origami roses, but she writes a little message inside each one.
Oh, nice.
And by accident, or not, one of the roses lands in the lap of someone in her building who really needs that uplifting message. And she's sort of buoyed by this spark that she's created a little bit of joy in someone's life. Mm-hmm. And so she starts leaving her roses around New York City. And the roses start finding other people who need the messages. And one of them happens to be her childhood sweetheart, Oliver. So it's a story about second chances and found family and hope, I think. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that sounds really wonderful and like
what
something I would love to read.
Oh, yeah. Well, what have you been reading?
So I read, a couple months ago we talked about you guys had the program with Sister Monica Claire, and I was so upset that I couldn't come. So I read A Change of Habit, which is Sister Monica Claire's book about how at 40 years old, it's a true story, at 40 years old, she was a stand-up comedian, which I love this idea that she was a stand-up comedian, and she had she traces her calling throughout her life. And at 40, she walks away from her marriage and her life, and she becomes a nun. And I loved it. I loved the book. I loved her experience, her describing her experience of kind of conforming to the monastic lifestyle, and how she, the parts that she liked, the parts that were hard for her, and one of the parts I found most fascinating was the ways that the nuns relate to each other, and how some of the relationships or impressions of people that she thought she had ended up being misconstrued because of the different kind of societal relationships that happen within a group of women living together, kind of apart from everything else, and how she, you know, would say to someone, well, you don't like me, and they would say, no, I think you're wonderful, and here are all these reasons, and she was misreading things, and how she learned to know people in a different way through these relationships, and I found it to just be really fascinating, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Yes, I also found it absolutely fascinating. What a window into a different life that we don't get to see very often.
Yeah, absolutely. And I drove to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and back in a couple of days at the end of August, which is a great opportunity for an audiobook. And I've been listening to a lot of recently released audiobooks, but my 7-year-old is really into cooking shows right now. And so I went back. He's been artfully displaying cucumber slices all over my kitchen. And I went back and I listened to Anthony Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential, and I enjoyed it so much. He reads the audiobook It's so wonderful. It's such, I had a stint as a waitress and as a kitchen worker, so I really identify with all of these things, and listening to him talk about kind of the higher up head chef experience and the whole underbelly of restaurant work, I just found it so entertaining. I had to turn it off when my seven-year-old was in the car at certain points because of, you know, various things that are inappropriate for seven-year-olds. But he also enjoyed some of the parts that he got to listen to.
Oh, that's good. That was my question, was what did he think of this?
Yeah, he, you know, it'll be interesting. I think a home chef is more in his in his future, and maybe not the, like, high pressure of the kitchen. But it's funny, my husband is a great cook. I'm very lucky. And he also watched cooking shows as a child, so it runs in the family.
Oh, that's right. Very good.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yes.
Leslie, what are some of the most requested books at the Norfolk Library?
There's a lot of good books coming out right now.
There are.
The one that is the most popular right now for hold is Apostles Cove by William Kent Kruger.
Oh, we haven't gotten that one yet. It's coming.
It came in, and it's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Circle of Days by Ken Follett and The Impossible Fortune by Richard Osman. Those are both tied for second place.
Mm.
And for nonfiction, it's All the Way to the River by Elizabeth Gilbert.
Ah, uh-huh. Right, of course. And she's going to be at the Bardavon next week, and I can't go, and I'm sad about it.
I know. I agree with you on that one. So. What's popular at your library?
The new Ellie Griffiths book, The Frozen People,
mm-hmm.
Which is the beginning of a new series for her, and Sophie Elmhurst's A Marriage at Sea.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we can't keep that one on the shelf. I have an audiobook hold on it, which I'm, you know, several months out on that one. I'm sure that you have a busy fall coming up at the library, Leslie. What's happening?
We do have a busy fall. Back to lots of programming.
Yeah.
Let's see. We start on Sunday, September 14th. We have a poetry reading by Margaret Gibson. She's going to read from her new book, Draw Me Without Boundaries. And she's a Connecticut State Poet Laureate from 2019 to 2022.
Oh, cool.
And we're so happy to host her.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple great concerts coming up as part of our Music Among Neighbors series, which features talented local musicians. In September, we have One Piano, Four Hands with Linda Bell and Maura May. And then in mid-October, we have The Mops, which I think is a great name.
Yeah.
We have some documentary series that start in October. One of them is From Sea to Shining Sea, Catherine Lee Bates and the Story of America the Beautiful, and then Dolores, which is about Dolores Fernandez Huerta, who co-founded the United Farm Workers Union with Cesar Chavez, and the film will be introduced by her nephew, John Fernandez, who lives here.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And then is our big Haystack Book Festival, which is October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The festival brings together writers and thinkers in conversation, and we have five conversations over the course of the weekend with some very well-known authors, such as Hampton Sides and Adam Higginbotham.
Awesome.
I think their talk about exploration is going to be very popular.
Yeah.
There is a broad range of topics with something for everyone. We have John Singer Sargent, eugenics, building green, and cookbooks. So,
awesome.
All of that is on our website, and you can sign up and register there. And what about you, Meg?
In September, we have Rika Laser and Gail O'Donnell works on paper on the art wall. Rika Laser was raised in Falls Village, and so that's especially exciting to have them on the art wall. We also have a virtual program on September 25th at 7 p.m., 20 years of the Chief Justice John Roberts Court with Adam Liptak from the New York Times, and David Rudenstein, who is a Falls Village resident and constitutional scholar, and we are getting lots of signups for that. I had to increase our Zoom account. So I think we'll have a good audience for that, and this will be a really fascinating conversation to talk about some of the decisions the court has made in the last year and what they see coming over the next year. Also, we're going to host on Tuesday, September 30th at 2, we're going to host Lights Out Connecticut for a talk on the effects of light pollution on birds, wildlife, and humans and what we can do about those effects. So that's going to be an interesting and different talk that I'm really looking forward to learning about.
Yes, that should be very interesting.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they're based in southeastern Connecticut, so I'm excited that Craig was willing to come up here and talk to us about the work that he does with Lights Out Connecticut.
Yeah, very good.
Great. Well, thanks so much for talking with me today, Leslie. As always, it was a great time.
Yeah, thank you, and enjoy the fall.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robinhood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut. Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakefieldbooks.com.